Howdy and welcome to the 10-Week Bible Study. This is week 7, day 4 of our study of Mark. I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and today we're talking about Mark 11, 1 through 11. Well, welcome back to the 10-Week Bible Study. Again, I'm your host, Darren Hibbs. Would you join me as we pray before we start today? Lord, would you open our eyes and our ears to hear what your word has to say to us, God? Speak to us. Fill our hearts with the knowledge of you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. With that, let's jump into God's Word to be reading today from the NIV. This is Mark 11, starting in verse 1. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethpage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and just as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you doing this?' say, 'The Lord needs it and will send it back here shortly.' They went and found a colt outside in the street, tied at a doorway. As they untied it, some people standing there asked, "What are you doing, untying that colt?" They answered as Jesus had told them to, and the people let them go." Right? So it's like, yeah, you're going to go find a car and just go ahead and take it and bring it. And there's going to be people there, and they're going to ask you, "What are you doing?" Just tell them what you're doing, and they'll be fine with it. And so I'm sure Jesus or these two disciples go in and they're stealing the donkey. Excuse me. And the people that are standing there is like, "What are you doing? It's not your donkey." We know, I mean, it doesn't seem like it's those people's donkey, but they know that it's Jim Bob's donkey or whoever it is. Saying, "Yeah, what are you doing taking Jim Bob's donkey?" And they say, "Well, you know, Jesus, the rabbi, the teacher, he has need of it." Oh, yeah. No, Jim Bob will be fine with that. Yeah, go ahead. All right. And that's, so it's kind of an awkward situation, but Jesus tells him, and this is remarkable, a bit of prophetic direction that I wonder throughout the time with Jesus, the disciples for a couple of years, 2-3 years that they've been with him, does this happen often? Right? Because this just seems like a nothing thing for Jesus to say, "Yeah, okay, go in there. There's a colt that no one's ever ridden on. This is a very specific colt. You're going to go, you're going to find it tied up outside someone's house. Go get that one. People are going to ask you why you're taking it. Tell them that it's for me and they'll be perfectly fine with it." And so they go in and every bit of this happens and it's all exactly as Jesus said. And again, we don't have a whole lot of these kinds of situations recorded in scripture, but I just kind of wonder, is this a Tuesday for the disciples? Is this the way that Jesus operated all the time? I don't know. But I do kind of wonder if this is a normal thing for them to do. I find it so fascinating, so cool that he did this. All right, continuing on verse 7. When they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks over it, he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road while others spread branches they had cut on the fields. Those who went ahead and those who followed shouted, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest heaven." This is the triumphal entry into the city of Jerusalem, the couple of days before Jesus is going to die on the cross. And he's coming in. And everyone sees him coming into Jerusalem and they're thinking, this is the moment. This is the moment where Jesus is going to take his rightful seat on the throne as king in Jerusalem. He's going to overthrow the Romans and he's going to restore the kingdom to Israel. And he's going to subjugate all of the nations of the earth under him, under his kingdom, under his throne in Jerusalem. And again, all of those assumptions about him, or all of those assumptions about what the Messiah is and who the Messiah is and what he does are true. The Old Testament prophetic scriptures are clear and emphatic on that. All of these assumptions about the Messiah are true. But it wasn't time for that. It wasn't time for that aspect of the Messiah to appear. This wasn't what Jesus came the first time to do. Now the second time, it will be. And that's also very clear in scripture. Now when Jesus comes again, he will establish a throne in Jerusalem, the one that belonged to David, where he will sit on it forever, and he will rule all the nations from Jerusalem. He will subjugate every nation under his authority and all the earth from his throne in Jerusalem when he returns. And so here, these people, all of these people, just like Bartimaeus in our previous passage, are shouting, "Hosanna, Son of David." They're acknowledging him as their Messiah, which he is, and he was, and he will be. They're expecting one aspect of their Messiah, not the one that they got, the one that is still yet to come. But they acknowledged him as Messiah. When it didn't seem like he was that Messiah that they thought he was going to be, all of these people are going to turn on him. In a matter of hours, they're going to turn on Jesus. And these, presumably not all, but some of these people that are proclaiming him the Messiah, shouting it, they're going to be some of the voices saying, "Crucify him, crucify him." Verse 11, Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple courts. He looked around at everything, but since it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. So presumably Jesus has got a place to stay at Bethany. We know that Lazarus and Mary and Martha live in Bethany, and it seems like he stayed with them often. We know from the other gospels that he's actually just come in not long before this. He went in and Lazarus had died and Jesus raised him from the dead. So that was pretty fresh here. And so presumably he's going out to Bethany to go stay with Lazarus and Mary and Martha. They've provided a place for him to stay, that there wasn't at least a free place to stay in Jerusalem. He didn't want to stay in Jerusalem at this point. So they go out to Bethany, which is just right outside basically the walls of Jerusalem, down a valley and back up another hill. That's all it is. It's on the other side of a valley from the walls of the city of Jerusalem. That's where they're going, and that's where he decides really to spend his last night before things go bad, before everyone turns on him. For the 10-week Bible study, I'm your host, Aaron Hibbs, and I can't wait to see you next time. Hey, thanks for tuning into the 10-Week Bible Study Podcast. If you've enjoyed this podcast, would you consider leaving a review for it on your podcast app of choice? It really helps other people find out about this podcast, and my heart is for people to fall in love with God's Word. Thank you.